Hey everyone, and welcome to his deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. Have you heard of it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's pretty popular, right?
Huge. I think they said something like 10 million copies or something crazy like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it's interesting because it actually started out with a very small print run.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just 3,000 copies.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing to see how it's kind of blown up and become this global phenomenon.
Yeah.
What's really interesting to me is that the book is really all about, you know, living in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to really try to dig into that today. Like, what does it actually mean to live in the now? And how can we apply that to our own lives?
Right.
And we'll also be looking at, you know, some of the challenges that come up when we try to do that, like our ego.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pain body and all these kind of these concepts that Tolle talks about. So hopefully we can kind of unpack all of that today.
That's good. Yeah. So I think one of the first things that really struck me about Tolle's work is how closely his personal journey is kind of reflected in the message of the book.
Interesting.
So I don't know if you know this, but he actually went through a period of intense anxiety and even suicidal thoughts.
Wow.
Yeah. And then by the age of 29, he had this profound spiritual awakening.
That's pretty amazing. It's a huge shift.
Yeah, it's a complete transformation. And I think that's one of the things that makes his work so compelling is that he's not just talking about these ideas in a theoretical way.
Right.
He's actually lived them. And he's experienced the power of these principles firsthand.
Absolutely. And you can feel that authenticity in his writing.
Exactly. So what do you think led him to this kind of radical shift in perspective?
Well, from what I've read, he spent a couple of years living what most people would consider a very unconventional life.
Mm.
And during that time, he had these moments of deep insight, even sitting on park benches.
Oh, wait.
Yeah. And I think these experiences really led him to the core philosophy that he shares in The Power of Now, which is that the present moment is the key to unlocking our true potential and finding peace.
Yeah, it's interesting because we often hear that, but what does it actually mean?
Yeah, that's the big question, right?
Yeah. How do we actually live in the now?
Right.
Because it seems like our minds are constantly pulled in a million different directions.
Exactly. We're either dwelling on the past or worrying about the future.
And we're missing out on what's happening right here, right now.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that makes Tolle's work so accessible is that he presents these complex ideas in a really clear and easy to understand way.
Yeah. He does a great job of breaking it down.
Yeah. And the book is structured as a series of dialogues, which makes it feel like you're having a conversation with him.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like he's right there with you, guiding you through these concepts.
So how does he suggest we break free from this kind of time-bound consciousness?
He offers a lot of practical advice, and a lot of it comes back to the practice of mindfulness.
Mindfulness, okay.
Yeah. So, for example, he talks about noticing when your mind wanders away from the present moment.
Oh, I'm so guilty of that.
We all are. It's so easy to get caught up in our thoughts.
Yeah, like I can literally spend hours just replaying conversations in my head or worrying about things that might never even happen.
Exactly. And that's when we're missing out on life.
Right.
So Tolle encourages us to become more aware of those moments when we're lost in thought and to gently guide our attention back to the present.
Oh, how do we do that?
Well, he suggests using our breath as an anchor.
Okay.
So when you notice your mind wandering, you can just take a few deep breaths and focus on the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your body.
So it's like a way of grounding ourselves in the moment.
Exactly. It's a simple but powerful technique.
I like that. Simple and powerful.
Yeah. And he also talks about the importance of watching our thoughts without judgment.
Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. It's not about stopping our thoughts altogether, but about changing our relationship to them.
So instead of getting caught up in the thought, we can just observe it.
Right. We can notice it without getting carried away by it.
Hmm. Okay. I can see how that would be helpful.
Yeah. It's about recognizing that we are not our thoughts.
Oh, that's interesting.
We are the awareness that is observing the thoughts.
Okay. I think I'm starting to get it.
Right.
But I have to admit, some of these concepts like the ego can feel a bit abstract.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Can you kind of break that down for us a little bit more?
Sure. So Tolle has this great quote. He says, "The mind is a wonderful servant, but a terrible master."
Hmm.
And this really gets to the heart of his view of the ego. He sees it as this part of our minds that can actually prevent us from finding true peace and achieving personal growth.
Okay. So it's not just about being arrogant or selfish.
No, it's much deeper than that. It's about this kind of false sense of self that we create.
Hmm.
And it's often based on our past experiences and the stories we tell ourselves about who we are.
Oh, so it's like our ego is kind of this collection of all those stories.
Yeah, and it's constantly trying to protect itself and keep us feeling separate from others.
Okay. I can see how that would create problems.
Yeah, because it prevents us from experiencing true connection and intimacy.
Right. So how do we deal with this ego?
Well, Tolle suggests that the first step is becoming aware of it.
Okay.
Notice when your thoughts are pulling you away from the present moment.
So like when I'm dwelling on the past or worrying about the future?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And then what?
Once you become aware of those thought patterns, you can start to question them.
Question them?
Yeah. Ask yourself, are these thoughts really true? Are they helpful?
Hmm.
And often you'll find that they're not.
Oh, okay. It's about kind of challenging those negative thought patterns.
Exactly. And then you can start to choose different thoughts.
Choose different thoughts.
Yeah. Thoughts that are more aligned with your true self.
This is fascinating stuff.
Mm.
I feel like we could talk about this for hours.
We could.
But we have a lot more ground to cover today.
We do.
Before we move on, though, I'm curious about this concept of the pain body.
Ah, yes, the pain body.
Yeah, can you explain what that is and how it relates to living in the present moment?
Okay, so Tolle describes the pain body as this accumulation of past emotional pain that we carry within us. Hmm. It's like a shadow self that holds on to old hurts, traumas, resentments.
But it's not just physical pain. We're talking about emotional pain.
Yeah, exactly. It's the residue of those experiences that have wounded us.
Okay. And how does this pain body impact our ability to live in the present moment?
Well, when the pain body is activated, it can hijack our attention and pull us away from the now.
So it's like those past hurts are still affecting us in the present, even if we're not consciously aware of them.
Exactly. And it can manifest in a lot of different ways, mm-hmm. like sudden outbursts of anger or feelings of sadness or anxiety that seem to come out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely experienced that.
It's like these emotions just kind of take over.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't even know where they're coming from.
Right. And that's the pain body. It's like this unconscious force that's driving our behavior.
Hmm. So how do we become aware of it?
Well, Tolle suggests that the first step is simply recognizing that it exists.
Okay.
And then we can start to pay attention to the ways in which it shows up in our lives.
So like noticing when I'm feeling triggered or reactive?
Yeah, exactly. And then we can start to create some space between ourselves and those emotions.
Create space.
Yeah. So instead of getting swept away by the emotion, we can just observe it.
Observe it.
Yeah. And that allows us to make a conscious choice about how we want to respond.
Okay. That makes sense. So it's about becoming aware of the pain body and then learning to detach from it.
Exactly. And that's where those mindfulness techniques that we talked about earlier can be really helpful.
Like breath awareness and body scanning.
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. Those practices can help us to create that space between ourselves and our emotions.
This is all so insightful. I'm really starting to see how all of these concepts fit together.
Me too. It's like a whole new way of looking at the world.
And I think we've laid a really strong foundation for understanding Tolle's core ideas.
I agree.
But I'm curious to hear more about the practical side of things.
Yeah, let's get practical.
How can we actually bring these concepts into our everyday lives, especially when things get hectic and stressful?
That's a great question. And that's what we'll be exploring in the next part of our deep dive.
Awesome. I can't wait. Welcome back. I'm really excited to kind of dig into the practical side of Tolle's teachings. Like, how can we actually apply these principles to our everyday lives? You know, especially when things get hectic and stressful.
Yeah, that's a great question. And it's something that Tolle addresses directly in the book. He provides a framework for bringing present moment awareness into every aspect of our lives, even our relationships.
Okay, that's interesting. So how does living in the present moment affect our interactions with others? It seems like that can be quite challenging, you know, especially when you're dealing with difficult personalities or just the everyday stresses of relationships.
You're right. It's not always easy. But Tolle suggests that practicing presence can profoundly transform our relationships. He encourages us to start by recognizing our emotional triggers without judgment.
Okay.
So think about those moments when someone says or does something that pushes your buttons. What happens?
Well, I usually react pretty quickly, either by getting defensive or shutting down emotionally. It's like my past experiences are coloring my perception of the situation.
That's very common. And it's the pain body we were talking about earlier. Yeah. Those past hurts can create a filter through which we view our interactions with others.
Right. It's like we're not seeing the other person clearly. We're seeing them through the lens of our own pain.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important to become aware of those triggers.
Okay. But how do we do that?
Well, it starts with paying attention to our thoughts and feelings in those moments. When you notice yourself getting triggered, take a pause.
I'll pause?
Yeah. Just a moment to breathe and observe what's happening within you.
Mm.
Don't judge yourself for feeling those emotions. Just acknowledge them.
So it's like creating some space between the trigger and our reaction.
Exactly. That space allows us to respond with more clarity and compassion.
Clarity and compassion. I like that. It's like we're choosing our response instead of just reacting automatically.
That's it. And that brings us to another key aspect of present moment living in relationships. Active listening.
Active listening. Okay.
Yeah. Tolle emphasizes the importance of truly hearing what the other person is saying, without crafting a response in our heads or letting our minds wander.
Oh, man, I am so guilty of that. It's like I'm already planning my next point while they're still talking.
It's a common habit, but it creates a disconnect in our relationships.
Right, because we're not really present with the other person.
Exactly. When we're truly present with someone, we're fully engaged in that moment. We're listening with our hearts as well as our minds.
Hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But there's another part of this that I find really challenging. And that's Tolle's emphasis on acceptance, accepting people as they are without trying to change them.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
How do we do that? Especially when those closest to us have habits or behaviors that drive us crazy.
It's definitely one of the most difficult aspects of practicing presence in relationships. But Tolle reminds us that we can't truly connect with someone if we're constantly trying to fit them into a mold that we've created.
Hmm. It's like we're trying to control them.
Yeah. And that creates resistance and conflict.
So acceptance is about letting go of that need to control.
Exactly. It doesn't mean that we condone harmful behavior or become doormats. It simply means that we acknowledge the other person's reality without judgment or resistance.
Okay. But what if their reality is really annoying?
Well, even then we can choose to accept it. That doesn't mean we have to like it or agree with it. But we can acknowledge that it's their reality.
I guess that makes sense. But it still seems really hard.
It is. It's a practice. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it.
So what are the rewards?
Imagine being able to experience deeper connection, a greater understanding, and more authentic relationships with the people you care about most. Wow. Yeah, that would be amazing. But let's be honest. It's easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and forget about all this mindfulness stuff. We live in a world that's constantly demanding our attention, and technology seems to amplify those demands.
That's so true. It's like we're bombarded with information and stimulation from all directions.
Yeah. So how do Tolle's teachings apply to this fast-paced, tech-saturated world we live in?
Well, he actually offers some practical strategies for navigating the digital age with awareness. One of his key suggestions is setting boundaries around technology.
Boundaries. So like putting our phones away during meals or setting specific times to check email.
Exactly. It's about reclaiming control over our attention and not letting technology dictate our every move.
I can see how that would be helpful, especially with the constant barrage of notifications and the pressure to be always on. It's almost like we've become slaves to our devices. Yeah, I think you're right. And Tolle also reminds us to be mindful of what we consume online. We're bombarded with so much information, news, social media, entertainment, and not all of it is nourishing or beneficial for our mental and emotional well-being.
Okay, so how do we deal with that?
Well, he suggests being more selective about what we allow into our mental space, choosing content that uplifts and inspires us rather than depleting our energy.
So instead of just passively scrolling through social media for hours, we can make a conscious choice to engage with content that aligns with our values and interests.
That's the idea. It's about creating a more intentional relationship with technology, one that supports our well-being rather than detracting from it.
This is so helpful. It's like Tolle is giving us a roadmap for navigating the complexities of modern life with awareness and intention.
He is. And it's not about rejecting technology altogether. It's about using it in a way that serves us.
Right. It's about finding that balance. Okay. So we've talked about how present moment awareness can transform our relationships and help us navigate the digital age with more intention. I'm curious to explore the idea of spiritual awakening, which Tolle emphasizes as a key component of personal transformation. What exactly does he mean by that?
That's a great question. For Tolle, spiritual awakening isn't about adopting a particular religion or belief system. It's about a shift in consciousness, a recognition of our true nature beyond the limitations of the ego.
So it's about transcending that limited sense of self and connecting with something greater.
Precisely. It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of all things and realizing that we're part of something much larger than ourselves.
That sounds pretty profound. But how do we know if we're experiencing spiritual growth? Are there any signs we can look for?
Tolle describes several indicators of spiritual awakening. You might notice a deeper sense of inner peace and calm, regardless of external circumstances.
So even when things are chaotic around you, you feel a sense of groundedness within.
Yes. And you're less reactive to your thoughts and emotions. Instead of getting caught up in the drama of your mind, you're able to observe your thoughts and feelings with a sense of detachment.
It's like you're creating space between yourself and your thoughts, becoming the observer rather than the reactor.
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier, and it's a key aspect of mindfulness practice.
Exactly. And perhaps most importantly, you're less attached to material possessions and external validation. Your sense of worth comes from within, not from what you have or what others think of you.
It sounds like spiritual awakening is an ongoing process, a journey of self-discovery and unfolding. And it's not about reaching some final destination, but rather about continually evolving and expanding our consciousness.
You've got it. It's not a one-time event or a destination to reach. It's about continuously peeling away layers of conditioning and limiting beliefs to reveal our true nature. And Tolle suggests that mindfulness practice plays a crucial role in this process.
Absolutely. By cultivating present moment awareness, we create the space to observe our thoughts, emotions, and patterns without judgment. This allows us to see ourselves more clearly and make conscious choices that align with our true values and aspirations.
Exactly. It's about using that presence as a tool for self-discovery and transformation.
It's inspiring to think about the transformative potential that lies within each of us.
It is. And it's available to everyone.
That's the beauty of it. It's not limited to a select few. It's a universal possibility.
Exactly. And Tolle reminds us that this potential is available to everyone, regardless of their past experiences or current circumstances.
It's about tapping into the power of the present moment and using it as a springboard for growth, healing, and awakening.
That's a beautiful way to put it.
This deep dive has been quite the journey so far, wouldn't you say?
It has. We've explored the core principles of the power of now, from the importance of present moment awareness to the transformative potential of spiritual awakening. We've discussed practical techniques for incorporating these principles into daily life, and we've even delved into the challenges and opportunities of navigating the digital age with intention.
We've covered a lot of ground, and yet there's still so much more to explore. In the final part of our deep dive, we'll delve into some of the specific techniques that Tolle recommends for cultivating present moment awareness. We'll talk about breath awareness, body scanning, and other practices that can help you integrate these principles into your daily life.
We'll also discuss the role of acceptance in personal growth and explore how embracing the present moment can lead to a deeper sense of peace, joy, and fulfillment. But before we move on, let's pause for a moment and invite you, our listener, to reflect on what we've discussed so far.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the power of now. We've gone pretty deep so far, but now I think it's time to get practical.
I agree. Let's talk about those tools.
Okay, so let's talk about some specific techniques that Tolle suggests for cultivating presence.
Yeah.
You know, in our everyday lives, we've touched on a few already, like breath awareness and body scanning. But can we go a little deeper? Like, how do these practices actually work?
Absolutely. Tolle provides so many techniques for really tapping into the power of now. And I think the beauty is that they are available to absolutely anyone, anywhere, anytime.
Exactly. Like, you don't need any fancy equipment or you don't have to go to a special retreat.
Nope, not at all. So let's start with breath awareness. I know it might sound almost too simple, but honestly, it's so foundational.
Okay.
It's really just about bringing your attention to the natural rhythm of your breaths, the inhale and the exhale, and even that little pause in between.
I've heard of this before, but I have to admit, I've always been a bit skeptical. Like, how can something so simple be so powerful?
It's all about training your attention. Think about how much our minds are just racing all the time. You know, jumping from one thought to the next, lost in worries or plans or regrets. But your breath is always there. It's like this constant anchor to the present moment.
So it's almost like using my breath as a focal point to bring myself back to the now.
Exactly. And when you notice your mind wandering, just gently guide your attention back to that sensation of your breath, feeling the air as it enters and leaves your nostrils, noticing maybe the rise and fall of your chest or your abdomen. It's really subtle, but it can have such a profound impact on your state of mind.
It's almost like hitting the reset button on your mind.
Yeah, exactly. And especially in those moments when you're feeling really overwhelmed or anxious, breath awareness is a really powerful antidote.
Okay. So breath awareness, what about body scanning?
Yeah.
We talked about this a little bit before. Can you kind of walk us through how to actually do that?
Of course. Body scanning is such a wonderful practice for cultivating that present moment awareness. And it also really helps you deepen your connection with your physical self.
Okay.
And it basically involves systematically bringing your attention to different parts of your body. You know, you can start with your toes and then just slowly move up to the top of your head.
Okay. So like I might start by noticing the sensations in my toes, maybe how my socks feel or the pressure of my feet on the floor.
Exactly. And then you just kind of move your attention up through your body, just observing the sensations in each area without any judgment. You might notice tingling or warmth or coolness, pressure tightness, or even a sense of spaciousness.
Okay. What if I notice areas of tension or discomfort? Should I try to relax those muscles?
It's really best to just observe those sensations without trying to change them, you know?
Gotcha.
The goal isn't necessarily to achieve a state of complete relaxation, but rather to cultivate that awareness of what's happening in your body in this moment. And sometimes just acknowledging those sensations can be enough to allow them to release.
That's interesting. I've never really paid much attention to the subtle sensations in my body. It's like I've been living in my head, disconnected from my physical experience.
That's really common. But body scanning can help us reconnect with our bodies and become more attuned to those messages that our bodies are constantly sending us.
Right, because our bodies are always communicating with us.
Yes, they are. And that's really important for our emotional health as well as our physical health.
Okay, so we have breath awareness, we have body scanning. What other techniques does Tolle recommend?
He also emphasizes the importance of mindful observation, which is really just noticing your thoughts and feelings and sensations without getting swept away by them.
So this sounds a bit like meditation.
It is very similar to meditation, but it can be practiced at any time throughout the day, not just during your formal meditation sessions.
Okay.
It's really about cultivating that sense of detachment from your thoughts and emotions, you know, recognizing that they are just passing through. They're not who you truly are.
Okay, so it's kind of like instead of identifying with my thoughts, like I'm a failure or I'm not good enough, I can just observe those thoughts as they come and go without judgment.
Yes. It's about creating some space between yourself and your thoughts, allowing them to just pass through without controlling your experience.
That's such a powerful concept. I can see how that could be really liberating, especially for someone who tends to overthink.
It really is. And it's a skill that develops with practice. The more you do it, the easier it gets.
So it's like we're taking back control of our minds. Instead of being ruled by those thoughts and emotions, we're becoming the observer, the
Yeah.
witness.
Yes, exactly.
Wow. So we have all of these incredible tools for present moment living, breath awareness, body scanning, mindful observation. And the great thing is that we can incorporate these practices into our everyday lives.
Absolutely. You can practice while you're walking or eating or showering, even waiting in line. The key is to just start small and be consistent.
This has been an incredible journey.
It really has.
Exploring the power of now with you. It's given me so much to think about.
Me too.
And I really hope that our listeners are feeling inspired to explore the power of now in their own lives.
I hope so too. It's such a transformative path.
It really is. And remember, the present moment is all we ever have.
It's true.
It's the gateway to peace and joy and fulfillment.
And to really living a life that is full of meaning and purpose.
We'd love to hear from you. So please share your thoughts and insights on our social media channels. And until next time, keep diving deep.